At Armstrong, your connectivity is backed by local technicians, our 24-7 network operations team, and our 24-7 customer service center. Armstrong, unmatched employees, unmatched customer care, unmatched fiber network.
You are listening to the Armstrong Butler Buzz podcast, your source for what is happening in Butler County. This episode is also available in video format on YouTube. Just search for The Neighborhood Channel. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Armstrong Butler Buzz. Hi, well, what an honor it is to introduce you to Rick Reifenstein. Rick is the president of Evans City Historical Society. Rick, welcome to the Butler Buzz.
Thank you.
And I got to talk to Rick before we started today, and what an interesting life you've had, right? A lot of great experiences.
Yes.
And, you know, I think this is funny. I hope this is okay. But I said, how did you become the president of the Historical Society? Have you always loved history? And what did you tell me?
I said, I've always failed history in school. Wasn't that interested, but...
So you eventually fell into history,
yeah,
and were the love of history, and I think that that's a great story. So thank you for letting me share that with our viewers. I think they'll enjoy that too. So you've been keeping busy in Evans City, being involved in the Historical Society for a long time, right?
Yes.
How long have you lived in Evans City?
33 years.
33 years. Yeah. And how would you describe like the mission of the Historical Society?
Well, I've said we're becoming bold enough to break out of the confines of our museum and take on some larger things. Our museum is filled to the walls and we have nowhere to expand. So we have to move on to bigger things.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what you're doing.
Yeah.
So maybe some people don't even know that there's a museum in Evans City. Where is it located?
Well, it's right in the library building.
Okay.
In the back of the library building, right adjacent to the police station.
Oh, and it is open on Tuesdays?
Tuesdays from 9 till noon.
9 till noon. And you also told me that if people aren't able to come from 9 to noon, they just need to contact you. They could set up a private appointment, and you could take care of that, right?
Sure. We have a sign, scrolling sign above the door, gives us all the information and who to call.
All right, perfect. Now, are people constantly donating to the museum, like artifacts?
Yeah, we get a lot of things. We don't have room for large artifacts, but we've received some interesting things, mostly family histories and photographs. And we have to say that somebody's donating photographs of people to please put their names on the back because we won't know who they are.
Well, right.
Somebody has to identify them.
Yep, and trying to figure that out. Is there anything that would you say everybody should come and check out at the museum this? Is there something that, what's your favorite thing to show people?
Well, we've got a wide variety of things, and one of the things that I was mostly interested in, it takes up a corner of the museum. I was privileged to be one of the folks that started the Living Dead Fest in Evans City, along with Gary Striner, and we have a little bit of information there, and right now it's the only thing we have in Evans City to pertain to that, because the museum that was run by Kevin Christ has moved to Monroeville, and so we have nothing there. The home of the Living Dead. So we've got some stuff there. That's one of the things I personally put in.
Oh. Well, Rick, every time I talk to you, you're very interesting. You always have something new that I'm learning. And what I think is really interesting is when I read about the Minetta Spring and the history behind that. So can you give us a little background information?
Well, years ago, it was just a spring in the hillside with a wooden trough, and that was around 1896. And when that was built, the stonework that you'd see today was built in 1931.
Right.
And it was dedicated. Was built by Moss Hemphill was the builder. And it was dedicated to the mother-in-law, Minetta Walsh, by Harry Etheridge.
Okay.
He was the general superintendent of the Harmony Line.
Wow, and he must really have loved his mother-in-law, huh?
That's really something to say about
her. Keeping his wife happy.
Yeah. I don't know what it was done for his wife or not.
But there it is. So the spring itself, I remember reading that it was from 1896. Then the spring and this, the stonework and everything, and the dedication was in 1931.
1931, yeah.
And then over time, I mean, we're in 2024, it's deteriorated.
Yeah, it's
seen better days, right?
Well, the reason for that is there was a lot more to the front of the thing, the apron of it, so to speak. But when they improved or built Route 68, they took a lot of that frontage off, and it kind of fell into rack and ruin over the years. And there are some missing stones that are trim that go around along the side.
So your organization decided to kind of look into this. How much would it take to have it restored?
Yeah.
Found somebody that would do that work. And then what's the good news? What happened?
Well, you had to figure out how you're gonna foot the bill and pay for it. And so we've been blessed with a lot of folks that are eager to help us out.
Sure.
And but Mayor Zinkan, who's on our board, went down to talk to the supervisors in Jackson Township at their meeting and presented the thing to them, because up until then, we couldn't find anybody that was interested, so somebody had to do it. That's why we got into it.
Right.
And so anyway, he went down and talked to the Jackson Township, and they were very eager to send us a check for the whole amount of the repair of it.
And get it done.
And along with that, they were so much interested that they said they would like to take over the project themselves.
Well,
and
there you go.
So it's going to belong to them, so much that they're looking into buying the property that it's on. So they'll be totally their responsibility.
Right.
And we're glad to have it done, and at least we won't have to worry about it.
Right. So, yes, you were able to partner together to get a wonderful project done to restore history in our community. And we thank you for that. Now, I know they have more projects coming that they're planning. And so, Rick, you're going to have to come back and share those plans in the future.
I'd be glad to.
And thank you to all that you're doing there in Evans City. We appreciate it.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
When it comes to internet service, you get it all with Zoom from Armstrong. There's unlimited data for unlimited downloads, low latency for seamless streaming and gaming, plus an unmatched fiber network for speeds that can't be beat. Find out for yourself. Go to armstrongonewire.com/zoom and get high-speed internet for as low as $34.95 a month. No contracts, no hidden fees, just internet made easy. That's Zoom Internet from Armstrong.